Oh, she? Ah, it's Venerable Bhikkhuni Sudama. She was doing that. So a monk or a bhikkhu meditating under a tree near a small creek with a fly net hat. Even with a hat, how does one concentrate with the buzzing sound of the flies and the insects and the birds? It's easy, look. All it is what Ajahn Chah used to say, it's not the sound of the flies which disturbs you. It's you who disturb the sound of the flies. It's a very beautiful teaching, that. Because the flies just make the sound. You don't worry about it. You don't argue with it. You just let it be and be content with the buzzing sound. You know, a deaf person would be very glad to hear that. So you should be grateful you still have ears to hear those beautiful sounds of the buzz. I know that people have done this. I forget, I think it was the last retreat. Could have been the flies. Must have been the mosquitoes or something. They were meditating outside, had all these buzzing insects, and then it actually sounded like a symphony. It just, their perception changed of something which was irritated to something very beautiful. And they could listen to the amazing sort of symphony of these flies buzzing. It was beautiful. It was actually sonorous. It's just the perception they added to that sound was not, no, get away, leave me alone, I want to be quiet. It became like, you know, beautiful orchestral music. And the fly symphony in B minor. No, that's actually the bees doing B minor. So that's actually, it's amazing, just your perception can change what to many people will be irritating, and to you is actually quite beautiful. So, landing on your face or trying to find a way into your ears, nostrils or mouth. Must we have total silence to be able to concentrate? I'm disturbed by the slightest of sound. Okay, so I remember once, you know what it's like, whenever I say something, it always comes back to bite me. So I was giving the meditation talk on Saturday afternoon in Nolamara one day. And it was one of the days there's lots of flies. Oh, just let the flies do whatever they want. You know, because they're not sort of going to harm you. The flies in Australia are very clean. They don't carry diseases and they're very small. They don't bite you. They just, you know, go for exploratory adventures up your nose. So I said, I'll just leave them alone. And of course, as soon as I said that, a fly landed on my face. So everyone was watching. Is this guy a hypocrite or not? So I just had to let it. So it landed on the tip of my nose and started going around my mouth. And I don't know whether it was doing this out of respect, because in the tradition of Buddhism, you always go around things three times. And I'm not joking, that's what the fly did. It went around three times the mouth. And having completed circumambulation, it flew off. And you know what I found? I found that this area over here is really sensitive. Up here was okay, but once it got round the corner of the mouth, it was fine. And then it got here, it was really sort of tickly. And then up here was okay. So that part of my mouth, that's the most tickly part. So see if your mouth is the same. Go outside tomorrow afternoon, find a fly and invite it to circumambulate your mouth. But the point was, you could just stay there and be mindful and just enjoy it. Because, now what is the feeling? Anyway, why is it irritating? It's only irritating because we don't want it, that's all. So if you just allow it to be, let it be, you're fine. It's only a feeling, it's not that bad. Just let it happen. And that way, you're beginning to learn a lot about your mind. The feeling is not the problem. It is the mind, what we do with that feeling. That is the problem. I don't want this. Ajahn Brahm said these flies, no, they don't carry diseases. But maybe one does. And maybe that's the one on my mouth right now. Maybe it's got this dengue fever or any other sort of terrible fevers. What's the latest fever going around now? Actually, we haven't got many fevers in Australia. Maybe it's a new one. You're going But no, look, it's perfectly safe. So just let it do whatever it wants to do. It's fine. So that's actually how you do it. See how you're reacting and just be kind. That poor little fly. Imagine what it's like being a fly. No one loves you. It just comes and says hello to you and you try and swat it away. It just wants a little bit of kindness and compassion. Imagine that was you. Every time you went up to speak to someone, they try to swat you away. You know, you feel rejected. Now, many of those flies must have psychological problems. You know, it's just like a rejected baby, never having a mother, never having someone look after them and be kind to them in their whole life. They'll probably be paranoid, schizophrenic, real psychotic messes, these flies. So I'll be kind to the poor fly. They only live a little while, so give them some fun. No, that's going to happen to me tomorrow, and you'll be watching me, see what I do. Anyway, next question. When doing walking meditation in the room, should I watch, notice the breath or the movement of my